As all of you know, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is our Param Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada's very beloved spiritual master. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared as the son of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur in 1874 in Jagannath Puri on this very day. Bhakti Vinod Thakur was the deputy magistrate of that area at that time. He was also the custodian on behalf of the government of Jagannath Temple at that time. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, seeing the enormity of the responsibility to spread Krishna consciousness movement, fulfilling Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction that it would spread in every town and village all over the world, Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed to Lord Jagannath for an assistant, for somebody who would help him in this mission. And as a result of that, Lord Jagannath sent Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur as his sixth son. Bhaktivinoda Thakur named him as Bimala Prashant, because Bimala Devi is one appearance of Yoga Maya who is in Jagannath Temple, who is in that area, in the Jagannath Temple area in Jagannath Puri. There are many different expansions of the Lord. So Bimala Devi is in custody of all of Jagannath's prasad. And the prasad is actually distributed. First comes to her and then it is distributed to everyone. So, Lord Bhaktivinoda Thakur considered that this particular son was Lord Jagannath's prasad, and that prasad actually came through Bimala Devi. So he called him Bimala Prashant, and it was extremely beautiful. His description of his beauty has been given as Oti komala kanchana dirgha tanum tanu nindito hema minalo madana. He was very tall, Oti kom, and his body was very tender, very beautiful. Oti komalo kanchana, and it had the complexion of molten gold. His complexion was like molten gold, and he was very tall, and he was very tender and very beautiful. And tonu nindito hemo mrinalo madam, and his beauty has been described here is defeating the pride of a golden lotus. Extremely beautiful person, extremely handsome person. And as a child, as a baby, we can well imagine how beautiful he must have been. When he was 6 months old, it was the time for Lord Jagannath's chariot festival, Ratha Jatra festival in Jagannath Puri. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house was right on that road of Jagannath's way to Gundicha Temple from Jagannath Temple. And surprisingly, at that time, while the chariot was going, the chariot stopped in front of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, and the chariot just wouldn't move. It happens. It's a very common pastime of Lord Jagannath, and it is happening since time immemorial. And when Jagannath would refuse to move, nothing in this world can move him. they would bring elephants, they would have thousands of people, but nothing would move Lord Jagannath. So it happened that time also, and it happened right in front of Bhaktivinod Thakur's house. And so Jagannath's chariot didn't move for 2 days. And then Bhaktivinod Thakur's wife, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's mother, Bhagavati Devi, she took this opportunity to take the little child to Lord Jagannath. You know, it is very difficult for anyone to get into Jagannath's chariot. But Bhaktivinod Thakur's position as the deputy magistrate enabled her to go there and with the baby. And it has been described that Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur is a baby, 6-month-old baby. He just reached out for Lord Jagannath to embrace him. And with his little hands, he was embracing his lotus feet. And right at that time, the garland of Lord Jagannath fell from his neck onto that child, declaring that this child has been blessed by Lord Jagannath's mercy to achieve something wonderful on behalf of Lord Jagannath. In this way, from the very beginning of his appearance, it was clearly indicated that he came to fulfill a very special mission. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also was a great astrologer. So right after his birth, he calculated and he found out that this child is very special. And he is going to achieve something very wonderful. And he also related that to his prayer to Lord Jagannath for an assistant that he wanted. And he recognized that this is the assistant that Lord Jagannath sent him. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur brought him up in a very, very special way. Of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself was an ideal personality. He was an extremely exalted devotee, pure devotee of the Lord. And he was not only spiritually exalted, materially also he was situated in a very exalted position. And so he brought his children up with a lot of care and attention. But he was exceptionally careful about this particular son. About himself, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote that he never got into any bad association. He said that it was his good fortune that he was never exposed to any bad association, especially when he was young. Because this forming age, is very impressionable. And at that age, if we don't get proper association, our life may become completely ruined. Then the only thing that can save us is Hare Krishna movement. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur brought him up very carefully. He personally taught him. Then he got him to study under very exalted, very qualified teachers. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur also started to display some exceptional qualities. He was a Shrutidhar. He could hear once and remember it. Extremely brilliant. And his character was extremely upright. An example has been given that when he was a little child, the basket of mango was brought to the house, and Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Bimala Prasad, just like any other child, took a mango and ate it. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur told him, "You ate the mango even before offering to the Lord?" And he felt so bad that he took the mango without offering to the Lord first, that he took a vow as a young boy. He took a vow that he would never take mango in his life. And he stuck to this vow throughout his life. He never took mango. And that is how upright was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's character. Also, when he was young, at that time he was in Calcutta, and with his friends, he started, in the house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he started an assembly, a society, called the August Assembly. The assembly of pure and exalted personalities. And one of the vows that the members of the assembly had to take was that they would maintain lifelong celibacy. And the only one who maintained that vow is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur himself. He remained a celibate throughout his life. In his young days, that vow that he took of maintaining celibacy throughout his life, he never broke it. His achievements, even from his childhood, even from his young days, were extremely remarkable. But he dropped out from his studies. He dropped out from college. And he gave the reason why he dropped out. He said that if I continued and if I had good results and materially very qualified, that would have been a hindrance to my spiritual involvement. And that's why he didn't complete his studies. But he was accepted by the king of Tripura to become the private tutor of his son, king's son. And the king of Tripura also was a very, very nice person, very exalted person. And now, due to the influence of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he also became spiritually very inclined. And his son also had a very strong influence on him. And it is due to his influence that they built a Jagannath temple in their capital, Agartala. But after a while, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave up that involvement. But the king was so reluctant to let him go, and he was so grateful to him that he gave him a lifelong pension. Like the money that he was giving him, he continued with that payment. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur instructed him to take initiation from, rather not instructed, directed him to take instruction, take initiation from Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Now, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was an abodhut. He was a totally renounced person. His behavior was somewhat like a madman. But this was the sign of his renunciation and detachment. As in his prayer we describe, Shakshat Vairagya Murtai. Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj is the personification of renunciation and detachment, Vairagya Murtai. And in one hand, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, an extremely brilliant personality, he already has been awarded the title of Siddhanta Saraswati, and from the Society of Astrologers, because he was so brilliant in his astrological conclusions, and the son of a very exalted, very well-placed, materially successful personality, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, a very aristocratic family. Whereas Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was an abodhut, a completely renounced, completely detached, apparently madman, who is to live on the bank of the Ganges, didn't even have a place to stay. He used to live on the bank of the Ganges, and when it would rain, he would just go under an upturned boat. Didn't even, just to protect himself from rain, he would just go into the, in monsoon time, the boats are turned upside down. Otherwise the water will collect. So they're turned upside down. And then when they want to use it, they would just make it straight and push it to the river and use the boat. So Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj used to just sleep on the bank of the Ganges. For his clothes, he used to wear the clothes that people would throw away when they brought the dead body to burn on the bank of the Ganges. It's a custom, after bringing the dead body to the Ganges, it is bathed in Ganges and then they put on new dhoti. And the old dhoti is discarded there. So Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj would just collect that old dhoti of that was coming from the dead body and he would use that only. Sometimes he wouldn't even wear anything. He was so detached, so unconcerned about material needs and material surroundings. And sometimes for his food, it was, generally he would take just some, he would soak the rice in Ganges water and just take that. Just some soaked rice, not even cooked rice. And it has been said that sometimes the Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj would just take some Ganga mud. And that's how unconcerned he was about material condition. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur directed Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to take initiation from Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj. It's an apparently amazing suggestion. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur just accepted his father's instruction. He went straight to Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj and asked for initiation. And Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj, he rejected it, he refused it. He said, look, you are such an exalted, such a learned person, and I am illiterate, how can I give you initiation? But he reasoned, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, material qualification is not important in this business of spiritual progress. So please guide me in spiritual life, please be merciful unto me. Then in this way, when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur started to persuade him, then Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj told him, okay, I will ask Krishna and see what he says. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur went again, and then Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj said, oh, I forgot to ask him. Then third time when he went, he said that he completely refused. He said, look, I am not qualified, I can't give you initiation. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur begged. He said that, look, I know that you do not want to take the responsibility of such a fallen soul as myself. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava Shriman Mahaprabhu Shakhi Prindaki. But I will keep on persuading you, I'll keep on begging you to give me initiation. And he cited the example when Ramanujacharya wanted to take initiation from Goshtipurna. Goshtipurna refused him 18 times. And he, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, said that I have that example in front of me, so I'm not going to give up. And so finally, Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj decided to give him initiation, and he named him Barshobhanavi Devi Doitodas, the servant of Barshobhanavi Devi, the daughter of King Vrishabhanu's lover's servant. It's a long name, but it's a beautiful name. Sri Varshobhanubi. The name Varshobhanubi is the name of Srimati Radharani because she is the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. Varshobhanubi Devi, Doito means lover, and Das, servant. So, after that, this was the year 1900 when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur got initiation. That means at the age of 26, he got initiated by Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And then they went out on a pilgrimage with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I mean, he went out on a pilgrimage with Bhaktivinoda Thakur all over northern India. And, you know, he went to South India also. And then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur left this planet in 1916. And it's very remarkable, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur left the planet, he gave him three instructions. That is, to spread the teachings of the Goswamis, establish the holy dham. Yeah, this is also quite interesting why Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave him that instruction, because at that time the common understanding was that Navadvip is on the other side of the river. That misconception is still prevalent, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually retrieved or rediscovered this birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he confirmed it through the most exalted Vaishnava at that time, of that time, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur discovered or rediscovered this birthplace, but this birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not properly established or recognized. So he gave him the responsibility to establish that this is the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And he gave him his own Japamala. His own Japamala, just before leaving the planet, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave it to him. And soon after that, Bhagavati Devi also left the planet. And she also was such an exalted Vaishnavi that she instructed Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to continue the mission of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and spread Krishna consciousness, fulfilling the prediction of Sri Chaitanya. And then he, before he started his preaching mission, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur took a vow of chanting 1,000,000,000 names of the Lord. That means chanting 1,000,000,000 names. To chant that number of names, he had to chant, 3 lakhs names for 10 years. 300,000, that means 64 multiplied by 3, 192 rounds every day for 10 years. And after fulfilling that vow, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur went to Calcutta. He did that staying in Mayapur. He had only one person to take care of him, or take care of his necessities, and he was staying in a hut. And sometimes, it has been described that sometimes during the monsoon time, the water would leak from the roof because the roof was broken. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would sit under the umbrella inside the room, chant. He went to Calcutta, he started his mission from a two-story building in Calcutta, North Calcutta, in Ultodanga Main Road, number one Ultodanga Main Road. And that is where Srila Prabhupada first met him. Our Srila Prabhupada first met him in 1922. And And then, of course, we know Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur spread this movement throughout India with a lightning speed. He was not on this planet for very long, but in India at that time he established 66 mosques, 66 temples. Actually, in India there were 64 and two other. One was in Burma and there was another one outside of India. And not only that, he, in order to spread the movement, he also sent some of his disciples, two sannyasis and one unmarried person, to England. And so this was his vision. He actually paved the road for spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. Unfortunately, during his time, his disciples could not fulfill, and then Srila Prabhupada, what to speak of fulfill his mission, after Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance, Gaudiya Math gradually disintegrated. And but then Srila Prabhupada came and revived the mission of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And that is ISKCON. Sometimes people think, or sometimes some people say, that ISKCON is not really Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's mission. Gaudiya Math is his mission. Yes, during his time, Gaudiya Math was his mission. That's the mission that he established. But unfortunately, it was destroyed by the mistakes of not following the instructions of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati properly. And then from the ruins of Gaudiya Math, Srila Prabhupada actually revived the spirit of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the mission of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And that is ISKCON. So anyone who has eyes will see that ISKCON is the real mission of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And to come to the teachings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, what he actually came to give, what was so special. The specialty was, first of all, Krishna's pastimes in this particular yuga is very special. Because in this age, Krishna doesn't come as the Yugavatar, but Krishna comes with his Swayam Rupa, his original identity. The Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, from Braja, comes to reveal his Vrindavan pastimes. The speciality of Vrindavan pastimes is that in these pastimes, Krishna reveals some very special relationships with his devotees. Generally, the relationship in Vaikuntha is of servitorship, like master and servant. Shanta and Dasya are the mellows of Vaikuntha. But in Vrindavan, three very special mellows are prevalent. They are friendship, parental, and conjugal. Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. Why these three mellows are so special? Because Sakya, friendship, takes place between the equals. Now, in order to become a friend of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to become equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, that's not possible for a jiva in normal condition. Now, friendship takes place among equals. But parental relationship is a relationship where the object, that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, becomes subordinate or junior to the devotee. And then conjugal, loving relationship like that of a young boy and young girl, a relationship like that with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these three relationships are generally not possible for a living entity to develop, for a devotee to develop with the Supreme Personality of God. But these three relationships are available only in Vrindavan. And that's why Vrindavan is so special, and that's why Vrindavan is kept, the pastimes of Vrindavan is kept as a secret. Krishna revealed the pastimes of Vrindavan. His Braja Leela has been revealed. But most of the people, even the Vaishnavas, couldn't understand why Krishna acted in that way. Now, in order to distribute the mercy that Krishna bestowed in through these pastimes, Krishna himself came as a devotee. Krishna came assuming the mood and complexion of Srimati Radharani. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the very special purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna's appearance as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is to distribute Braja Prem. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did that. And through Nityananda Prabhu, he distributed that exceptional, unusual gift of the spiritual sky to the people in general, without making any discrimination, without making any consideration for qualification. That is the special mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prem, Krishna prem, that is rare even for Lord Brahma, even for Lord Shiva, even for Lakshmi Devi. That prem has been distributed without any discrimination. Nityananda Prabhu went and gave it out. Not only gave it out, he went and begged people, please buy me off with the price of chanting the holy name of the Lord. So that is the condition that Nityananda Prabhu made. That you chant the holy name of the Lord, I will become purchased by you. Literally he said that. Amare kiniya laho bhajo gaura hari. Sir, Gaura Hari, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chant the holy name of the Lord. And with that price, you purchase me. Also he declared that you chant the holy name and I will take the responsibility to take you across the ocean of material nature. Tato ba saṃsāraṃ buddhi taruno dāyo moi laget. I will become responsible. Moi laget. Tato ba saṃsāraṃ buddhi taruno dāyo. To take you across the ocean of material nature. So this is how mercifully Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed Krishna prema. But soon after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, his gift was misused. In the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all kinds of nonsensical activities entered in the name of spiritual practice. In simple words, we can say that the process became to break the four regulative principles. That became their principles, to break the four regulative principles, to make spiritual advancement. And that's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came, the Singha Guru, like a lion, he started to expose them. And that's what his prayer actually says. Rupanuga viruddha apusiddhanta dhanta harine. The practices that are detrimental to the conclusions of Rupa Goswami, he came to defeat that, he came to destroy that, he came to wipe them out from the surface of this planet. So that is why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came. Bhakti Vinod Thakur started the mission, but the real work was done by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And he established the pure teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once again. And then he paved the way to make it spread all over the world. And that mission was accomplished by his most exemplary disciple, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We are very fortunate that we belong to this wonderful family. The family of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. And the way Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur established that, also another important consideration here is, not only the upper Siddhantas, the upper Sampradayas were covering, obscuring Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, the real teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also was not clearly understood, especially the mission of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. Mahaprabhu came to establish Sankirtan. Yagyai Sankirtana Prayai Jajantihi Sumedhasa. But this Sankirtan, general understanding of Sankirtan was chanting the holy name of the Lord collectively with Mridanga and Karta. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave another dimension to this concept of Sankirtan. And that is using everything for the sake of spreading Krishna consciousness and glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, he was the first one who started to use all kinds of apparently material facilities to promote Krishna consciousness. Like, during his time, of course, the facilities were not that extensive, but whatever facilities were available, he would do that. And he would use that to spread Krishna consciousness. He took diorama exhibitions to different places, and he got a boat steam launch in the river. That launch would go and go to different places on the bank of the river with hundreds of devotees in the boat, and he would have enormous, amazing festivals in different places. So in this way, the preaching mission, the real spirit of preaching, actually was established by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And his mood had been very wonderfully displayed through one incident. As I mentioned, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur first established his mott in Ultodanga Main Road. It was a small house in a two-story building in Calcutta. But then he built a temple with the patronage of one of his disciples, Shoki Charan Rai. He built a temple in Bagh Bazar, a very beautiful temple. And when in a procession he was taking the deities to the temple, to that newly built temple, he was singing one song. And the song went like, first few lines of the song went like, Pujalo Ragopatho Gaurava Bhange Matalo Sadhu Jano Bishayo Range. The Pujalo Ragopatho Gaurava Bhange, giving up the path of awe and reverence, Vaidhi Bhakti. Transcending the Vaidhi Bhakti platform, or transcending Vaidhi Bhakti, now the sadhus are entering into Rag Bhakti, Rag Bhakti. And now the sadhus have become engaged in apparently materialistic activities. Matalo sadhu jano bishoyo range. Bishoy means materialistic activities. And sadhu jana, the saintly personalities now have become engaged in apparently materialistic activities. So that was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur again defeating the misconception of rag marg. Generally people think, at least at that time, the understanding was rag marg means going to Siddha Pranali, the Guru is telling the disciple what is the Siddha Swarup, and then the disciple is meditating on his Siddha Swarup and imagining himself in Krishna's pastimes playing certain role anyway. So that was the misconception of rag marg. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur established that rag marg actually means to use everything to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And another thing that he pointed out, raganuga bhakti means following the footsteps of a ragatmika bhakti. I'm just about to wind it up. The GBC meeting is going to start at 9 o'clock. So, rag marg is to follow the ragatmika bhaktas. Ragatmika bhaktas are the devotees of Krishna in Braja, in Vrindavan. So, when we follow one of those bhaktas, ragatmika bhaktas, that is called raganuga bhakti. Now, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur established that when we follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are we following? We are following Srimati Radharani, the greatest of all the ragatmika bhaktas. So following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the raganuga bhakti. Not just artificially imagine one Siddha Swarup and meditate on something and then end up in illicit sex life. So that is not what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute. And this also has been confirmed by Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jatha jatha gaura padaro vinde, bindeta bhaktin kritapunya rashi, tatha tathut sarpati ridi akashmat, radha padam koja sutham kurashi. As one develops his attachment to gaura padaro vinde, to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Due to bindeta bhuktin kritapunna rashi, due to heaps of pious activities, tatha tatha utsarpati ridi akashmat, accordingly, all of a sudden, from the heart, springs forth the nectar that emanates from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Now, what is the nectar that is emanating from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani? Braja Prem. So the way to go approach, the way to receive Braja Prem is to follow the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, serve the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a true sense. And that mission has been established today all over the world by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the true disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's appearance day celebration ki. Gaur Premanande Hari. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava Shakhi Vrinda ki. Jai Shri Shri Pancha Tattva ki. Jai Shri Shri Prahlad Nrisimha Devi ki. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki. Gaur Prema.